Blog Talk Radio.
Right now, I would like to introduce my guest host tonight, calling from New York, Miss Lala.
Hi, everyone. Hi, everyone. How are you guys doing today?
How are you doing, Lala?
I'm good. I'm very excited to be on your show tonight.
And we are excited to have you. So, quick question, Lala. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm originally from San Francisco, California, and I moved from San Francisco about a month ago to New York City, and I'm very excited to be here in New York. I'm here to study and to live a new life.
I hear that. So, quick question. Tell me a little bit about your experience right now living in a new state. Like, how is that?
How is it? Well, I'm very family-oriented, so it's kind of hard to not be able to see my family. But at the same time, I'm in, like, what we call in San Francisco the Mission District. So here I'm in the Spanish Harlem, which is exciting because my culture is still around me, and I get to still be, you know, in that kind of vibe, and I get to not miss home too much, but I still miss home.
So my question to you is, how, like, if you had to tell somebody right now that just left and... I'm sorry, I got a little tongue-tied. That just left their home to create a new home and a new environment. Like, how would you tell them an easy way to adapt? How would you, you know, give them advice about that?
The way I would tell them to adapt is get to know your surroundings first. Like, whatever neighborhood you put yourself in it into, expand, go around, go looking for, like, little centers, communities that you might feel comfortable with. You know, try to, like, explore as much as you can to make it home. Don't stay in a box and just, you know, think, I'm not going to make it. Always see the positive side, because no matter what, you did the move for a reason, and things happen for a reason. So if you all of a sudden decide to move, and you move into a whole different environment, live it. You know, you're a new person. No one knows you. No one knows your name. No one knows who you are. So just live it. Live life. Enjoy it. And, you know, make yourself brand new again, because you are brand new and in a brand new city. So love every moment of it. Don't waste time.
Well, you know, you got me prepared.
Okay. Okay. I'm excited. I'm very excited.
Well, I'm glad that you are adapting to your new surroundings. And New York is a, you ever heard that it's the opportunity state?
It's the opportunity it is.
State. Yeah. So you are in a place where you will adapt very soon. Where?
I hope.
No, you got to say you will.
No, I am. Not, I'm right. not a will. I am.
Right. There you go. That's the attitude I like to hear. So, Lala, tonight, the main topic, which we're going to talk about at the end, is going to be how to not give up so easily on what you started in the first place. That's going to be our ending topic. But since Lala, before we got on the air, you wanted to interview me.
Oh.
So we're going to give you that. Nobody has ever asked to interview me before, so I'm going to let you go ahead and do that. And ask me anything. I am prepared to tell you anything.
Okay. I'm excited. So, since you're doing this whole radio station, She Zone, what made you start this She Zone radio station?
Well, maybe
my first question. Yes.
First question. Well, maybe start the She Zone radio. My mission is to promote lesbian greatness. And when I say that, how else are the lesbians going to get out there if they're not promoted through the lesbians? This radio station would be a great way for lesbian entertainers, lesbians that are not entertainers, lesbians, period, that just want to have a voice and want to vent and want to get themselves out there, you know. It's something to do, and it's something positive. So that's why I created it. And I have a good mind.
That's good. That always works. How long have you been doing this for?
How long have I been doing She's Own
Radio? Yeah. She's Own Radio Station.
Well, you asked me, this is the second week.
Wow.
This is
That's
the second
funny.
Week. Yeah, but She's Own has been up for ever since December of 2010. The whole company itself.
That's exciting. I mean, how do you feel about this? Like, do you feel that you're going to grow from it? Do you feel that your station's going to grow and keep, you know, getting all these people from different places, different areas? I mean, do you feel like it's going to go international and you'll be able to have all these callers call in? And, you know, how do you keep promoting yourself? How do you keep yourself on a positive side when you're doing something like this, especially when it's a radio station?
My biggest support comes from the man above. When I go to bed at night and I pray and I ask God to send me positivity, send me strength, send me leadership roles, send me, you know, goodness, greatness. That's why I am doing what I'm doing and how I'm doing. Because, you know, it's blessings coming through me every day. It's blessings. And, you know, the blessings that I get within, I try to give it to other people as well. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
As far as She's Own being global, that will rock. That would rock, you know. It's already, you know, nationwide, you know, people are, you know, supporting from California all the way down to Florida. And
wow.
Even have some Jamaican fans and come calling from Jamaica. I think I have a few from Puerto Rico, I think Cuba. I've seen the United Kingdom. I mean, I'm just blessed. You know, it's nothing else that I can be but blessed. You know, that's it. My blessings, it's blessings. I'm getting blessed, and the lesbians that surround themselves around me will receive my blessings. So
would you say that you believe in what I've heard many say, you know, it's the secret of life, that if you ask for it and you believe in it, eventually you will receive?
Anything that you tell yourself deep down inside that you can do it. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about your destiny. You get what I'm saying? The only way for a person to achieve anything they want to achieve is to achieve it. You're gonna go through turmoils, you're gonna go through storms, you're gonna go through all kinds of stuff. You feel what I'm saying? But the only way you're going to succeed is if you get through. You know? Mm-hmm. Can't give up. Fight. Do whatever you gotta do. Let it be known, like, I'm a survivor, I got this. And anybody that's negative around, so you got to shut them out. You got to let them go. Whether they're hurt or not, you got to let them go. You need positive people around you at all times to succeed. That's definite.
I'm pretty sure that before you started this whole She's the One radio station, did you talk to anyone about it so you could feel secure and positive that this is what you really wanted to do? And is this person still around you that gave you that positive vibe, that positive feeling that told you, you know, keep going, don't stop, you know, just keep going?
Oh, yeah. It's funny that you mentioned that.
Why?
Why did you mention that? Because the person that has influenced me the most to do She's On, to start and grow, I'm talking to them right now. yeah, I can honestly say, is a drag king by the name of Malachi. And Malachi is my gay father and has been giving me very, very, very good advice. Actually, before I started the whole She's On business, Malachi came to me and said, look, it's your time, you know what I'm saying? It's your time to make it better, make something for us to do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little sensitive about this because nobody has really ever came to me and told me that I can do it, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Or I got to help people out. But, yeah, Malachi did it. Malachi Love, check out on YouTube. Malachi Love did it.
Malachi Love did it. Hello.
No, yeah. Malachi Love, an awesome entertainer, awesome drag king. You know, gave me the perfect advice. That's the reason why I started. I started because I wanted to, but Malachi gave me the push. You know what I'm saying? Malachi
mm-hmm.
gave me the motivation, the positivity, you know, really gave me what I needed to have to say, hey, you know, that extra support, you feel me? The main supporter, I can honestly say, I have to give that props to Malachi.
That's nice. That's real nice. Like, I can feel it and hear it in your voice that's someone that actually, like, said, no, you really need to do this. Come on. Hurry up.
Yeah.
Let's start this, you know? That's always exciting. I think that some people don't think that it takes one person to change someone's either opportunity or make people see things differently. But in all reality, it does take that one person to change something. And if you believe in this person, then you know, that's the main person you could always fall back on and you could always go to and ask questions. And, you know, they know that you know for sure that they're not going to lie to you or they're not going to give you, you know, fake information.
Oh, yeah. So that, you know, at one time I was one pretty hood person. When I say hood, I mean pants sagging, the big T-shirt. I was just... Your average tomboy, yeah, you know. you would have seen me, you know, 2 years ago. You would have said, "Oh my goodness," you know. Like I made old women scream in the bathroom when they see me in the bathroom. You know what I'm saying? It was that serious, and you know, a friend of mine took me down to. At first, I was just doing like the stuff, performing the lip sync, just the regular, you know. Rick Ross and different performers or whatever. But Fran took me down to Club Bays in Richmond and was like, "Look, you need something new. You know, you're getting older now." And that's where I found Malachi. And I've been wearing suits and ties mostly, you know. I can say really was a big impact on my life, a real big impact. Like the only person said, "Look, need to leave that stuff alone. Got time to be a grown man now," you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I just got to give thanks to my guy. For real. All the way. I watched that episode.
That's fun. It's good to hear. My last question to you is, you've asked this on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Oh, Lord.
And where do you see She Some? And, of course, She Prime in 5 years?
You know,
what do you see out of that?
I know a lot of people that do the life plan and, you know, the different... making a plan for their life and writing everything down and dreaming and all that. All I can say is I have one dream. And I have to take that dream a day at a time. And I can't give you what I see in 5 years, but I will give you what I know in 5 years. I know that with the support of the community, with blessings from God, with great people like you, a great wife, a good family, I know that She's on with Stan because the good people in my life will not let me let She's on go. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She's on is going nowhere 5 years. She's on will be better plus five. Because you know what? There are lesbians each day that have a dream to be better. And as long as I have lesbians coming to me, "Casey, look, I really want to rap. I really want to sing. I really want to do whatever. I want to write poetry. I want to be an author. I want to perform. I have people even coming to me about opening up different businesses and being veterinarians, and they want to be strictly lesbian. As long as I have people coming to me with a dream, I will always be in business. I will always be the motivator, and I will always put them on. I don't care if they asked me yesterday. I'm going to get them out tomorrow. That's just the type of person I am. You know? So She's on will always be there in 5 years. And well, I see it big.
I'm excited for you.
I see it actually being accepted. You see, I like right now, it's a lot of, like, heterosexual hate in our community. I see in 5 years where the heterosexuals will respect the homosexuals and will everything will be accepted because I'm the type of person that's going to get it out there. I'm going to make sure,
mm-hmm.
you know. So, yeah. I thank you for asking that question because it kind of, you know, made me think deep a little bit.
Good. I'm happy. I mean, I'm excited. I'm excited for you, and I know that as long as I have my Facebook page and, you know, I keep you keep all this information about She Zone, I'm pretty sure it will grow. You know, it will continue to grow just like your radio station and everything. I'm excited. Let me tell you, okay, I'm excited about the She Zone Pride. I will be there. I will support you. I am excited.
Well, I thank you. It's people like you that keep me ticking, keep me inspired, keep me ready to do different things. You feel what I'm saying? And I really appreciate you. I really do. You don't know how you got me a little sensitive over here, right? I'm a little sensitive right now, but, you know. Thank you for that. Thank you. Thank you for that. That interview,
yeah,
I read, that was something nobody has ever asked me to do. So I really do thank you. Right now, we are going into the main topic because, oh, yeah, we have to go into the main topic. We had got a little off schedule a little bit, but it was all worth it. You feel me? The question, the topic today will be, how do you get through when you are on the verge of giving up? This can be a relationship. This can be a marriage. This can be you want to give up your life. You want to, anything where you just want to give up. I'm going to let you go ahead and tell your side, how would you, you know, help somebody out? Or how would you give them, pretty much, yeah, how would you give them the advice to halt? Or how would you give them the advice to just get through what they got to get through?
I think it's always important to continue to motivate yourself and always see things positive. Sometimes things, you know, it's true. Things happen for a reason. And if you keep yourself in a box and you trap yourself in a box, you'll always be in a box. And
right.
You won't be able to branch out. You won't be able to grow from the experience you're going through.
Right.
And every mistake or every bad, negative experience you go through, it helps you grow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people take it like, man, you know, this just happened to me. What happened? What did I do wrong? You didn't do anything wrong. You just learned from something. You just grew from something. You actually took a step forward instead of taking a step back. You know what I mean? It's like you always got to, I always think that you got to motivate yourself. You got to get yourself out of that box you put yourself in and grow. Because that's the only thing you can do is grow. You can't just keep yourself, you know, low to the floor and dwelling on it. I know that it's hard. I know that certain relationships you see as we gonna make it. You know, she is my ride or die partner. But at the same time, you don't know what's gonna happen. You never know what tomorrow will bring. There's seasonal people and there's people that will always be there for you. And maybe that relationship is just a seasonal thing. And eventually you'll get to that person that will give you everything just as much as you wanted to receive. So, and always, I mean, always surround yourself with positive people. Never put yourself in a place where there's always negativity, especially if you already have haters hating on your relationship. Why feed them?
Okay.
You know? Why feed them? For what? So you could prove them right? You ain't got to prove nobody right but yourself.
No, that's right.
So I think that's how it, you know.
You said, well, I can't hear you. Say it again. Don't be shy. What you say?
No, I'm just saying, you know, I think that's just, I mean, if you keep yourself, like I said, if you keep yourself in a box, trapped in a box, that's how you're going to be. And you're going to be at home dwelling, crying, thinking, wishing, shoulda, coulda, woulda. I mean, come on now. Move on. It's going to be hard, but you could do it. You'll eventually be able to say, okay, you know, give yourself a day or two, 3 days, cry. But by the fourth day, get up. Get up, open your windows, open the curtains, you know, wash your butt if you got to. But, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Don't dwell on it too much. I mean, it's part of life. Things happen for a reason. So don't worry about it too much. If it wasn't the right person for you, then obviously someone took them out of your life for a reason.
Mm. Well, I have to agree to disagree a little bit. I do agree with most of what you're saying. But this is what I'm going to say pretty much. So do you think that in bad situations people should run? Or do you think that the best way to get over it is to just give up or, you know, move on? Hello?
I don't think you should give up. You know, I truly don't think you should give up. Why give up so easily? Why are you giving up for? You know, you have a life. You have so much things to accomplish in your life. And, yeah, it also depends on the situation you're in. But at the same time, if you give up on something that's like that, a relationship, then what else would you give up on? When, if you're a successful person, and this relationship, all of a sudden you're like, well, I gave up on it. Why continue with life?
What?
You're going to stop your success for that? Really? Come on now. No. I don't think anyone would. I can't say anyone, but it's just the person who you are, the situation that you're in.
Right. Well, you know, me personally, when it comes down to, you know, dating or being in a relationship where it's to the point where it's ready to be over, I've always been like the type of person that run. When I say run, I mean, I can't say this, girl. You know, I get all, you know what I'm saying? Mm-mm, it's time to go. Mm-mm, girl, it is another fish on the other side, girl. You know what I'm saying? But I have learned since I have been growing up, I have learned that the best relationships are the ones that you're ready to run from. The best relationships sometimes just need a little fix. You know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
It just needs a vacation with each other. It just needs everybody out your damn business. It just needs a week away from Facebook. It just needs you and them and romance, or just needs I love sex in the bedroom. You know what I'm saying? It just needs some type of excitement. And I feel like a lot of people lose out on love, out on life, out on a lot of things because they have just simply given up and just said, forget the battle. Which the bad things that make a good relationship work, you know what I'm saying? It's the main thing that a lot of people are giving up that relationship over, you know what I'm saying? It could be fixed. I'm sorry, I'm tongue-tied a little bit because I am very strong about, you know, the relationship or whatever. But people need to go for what they want. They really love that person. They need to sit back and say, hey, that's my boo. What made me really think about, what made me even, you know, say I want to be with you in the first place? You know, what made me attracted to you? What made me say, oh, this girl put smiles on my face every way? What made me say that? You know, my life is over. My life doesn't have to be over, though. You know, I can't stand this girl, man. I'm about to go kill myself. You know what I'm saying? I'm at school and people fighting on me. I'm ready to kill myself. I'm ready to commit suicide. I'm ready to do whatever. Life is better. I'm going to tell you something. When you commit suicide, when you give up on life, when you give up on that one woman, that one man, whatever you're dating, you know what I'm saying? When you give up, you don't have, like you say, you don't have a chance in life. You don't have a chance at experiencing love. You don't have a chance to experience greatness. You know what I'm saying? You can't become great if you give up all the time. You can't experience the picket fence, the pregnant boo-boo, the puppy dog named Jack. You know what I'm saying? The green grass. You can't experience that if you just give up all the time. You know what I'm saying? You got to come to a point where, like, look, man, I'm going to fight for this girl if she's worth it. You know what I'm saying? Or I'm going to fight for my life. My life is worth it. My marriage is worth it. Like, come on now. Yeah, my boo might have, you know what I'm saying? She might get on my nerves. I can't stand that trick. It's all because I can't stand that trick, man. She get on my nerves. You know what I'm saying? Like, she ratchet. You know what I'm saying? You know. I can't stand her, but you got to always come back to say, man, that's my baby. I love her. You know what I'm saying? You gotta accept people's flaws and all, man. I mean, ain't nobody perfect. We all got mistakes. And people, y'all keep giving up on y'all relationships when the main thing y'all need to do is say, y'all need to just think to a minute, maybe go downstairs, go outside on the porch, go get your basketball, drink your little lemonade, or some sweet Kool-Aid or something, and just say, look, life is too short, and we arguing over who draws, you know what I'm saying? Or we arguing over who gonna pick up the phone, who not gonna pick up the phone. Or we arguing about she got a passcode on her phone. My phone costs $475. You damn right I got a password on my phone. I ain't got nothing to do with you. Boo boo. Okay. I'm just saying. People arguing over what? Relationships arguing over what? You wanna kill yourself over what? What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna just, you know, when you're going through stress, when you're going through, you know, you feel like you want to give up, I'm going to give you the poem that has turned me around. After that, I'm going to go to calls because we are running out of time. The poem is called Let It Go. There are people who can walk away from you. And hear me when I tell you this. When people can walk away from you, let them walk. I don't want you to try to talk to another person that's staying with you, loving you, calling you, caring about you, coming to see you, staying attached to you. I mean, hang up the phone. When people can walk away from you, let them walk. Your destiny is to never tie to anyone that left. Men and ladies, I know I'm talking about relationships, but this is to that woman that feel like they want to give up, okay? The Bible says that they came out from us that it might be made manifest that they were not for us. For had they had been of us, no doubt they would have continued with us. People leave you because they aren't joined to you. And if they are not drawn to you, you can't make them stay. Let them go.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't mean that they are a bad person. It just means that their part in your story is over. And you got to know when people part in your story is over so that you don't keep trying to raise the dead, you got to know when it's dead. You got to know when it's over. Let me tell you something. I got the gift of goodbye. It's a temp spiritual gift. I believe in goodbye. I'm not that. It's not that I'm hateful. It's that I'm faithful and know whatever God means to me to have, He'll give it to me. And if it takes too much sweat, I don't need it. Stop begging people to stay. Let them go. If you're holding on to something that doesn't belong to you and it was never intended for your life, you need to let it go. If you are holding on to past hurts and pain, let it go. If someone can't treat you right, love you back, and see your worth, let it go. If someone has angered you, let it go. If you are holding on to some thoughts of evil and revenge, you got to let it go. If you're involved in a wrong relationship or addiction, let it go. If you are holding on to a job that no longer meets your needs or talent, you got to let it go. If you have a bad attitude, let it go. If you keep judging others to make yourself feel better, let it go. If you're stuck in the past and God is trying to take you to a new level in Him, let it go. If you're struggling with the hell in a broken relationship, let it go. If you keep trying to help someone who won't even help themselves, I know they got some people. They got some of y'all. Let it go. If you're feeling depressed and stressed, let it go. If there is a particular situation that you are so used to handling yourself and God is saying take your hands off it, then you need to let it go. Let it be the past. Forget the former things. God is doing a new thing for 2012. You got to let it go. Get right or get left. Think about it. Then let it go. And that is by T.D. Jakes. And I had to share that with you people because it took me a long time to let it go. You know, I was a person that struggled with wanting to hurt myself. I didn't love myself. I wasn't good enough for everybody. I wasn't the best looking person in the school. People called me fat and ugly my whole life. But you know what I had to do? I had to get on my knees and I had to pray to God to give me strength. And you know what I had to do? I had to let it go. So, with that being said, I'm going to go to the call lines, and we're going to get some people's opinions. And if you need to vent, let it out. We have a few minutes. Let's go. Geach, I need to be like 10 seconds because we have to get everybody out. Okay? All right. Let's go to the phone lines. We have area code 713-480. Are you here? Hello? Area code 713. All right, they're not there. Let's go to area code 678. Are you here, 678? Hello? All right, they're not here. Let's go to area code 210. Ooh, okay, I'm sorry. Don't beat me up at 210. Don't beat me up. Let's go to area code 720-400.
Yo, what up?
What's up?
Yo, this is Cavi. Well, you know, the area code is Denver, but I'm calling out of Atlanta.
Okay. How are you?
I'm good. First off, you know, shout out to Shizone. I see y'all doing big things. I see you all over my Facebook page. So, yeah, much love to y'all.
Thank you.
About the relationships, I go all day about that, but I'm going to just say this. When you're going through something with somebody and you don't know how to let it go because, of course, a lot of us don't want to go in a relationship expecting the bad. We want the best out of it. So, I mean, sometimes you just have to, you know, you have to pray in relationships. When you have that strong relationship with somebody, you know when it's, you know, that bond. You know, people get in relationships for the wrong reason sometimes. You know, either it's to better their self or because of looks or because of something. But when you're in a relationship and you really know that you love somebody and you're down for them because of who they are, then you know that's something that's worth fighting for. When it comes down to how to let it go, it's hard. It's hard to let go, but sometimes it's best. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes it's best that you let it go because it can be another reason why you met that person. either is for them to help you with your situation or to help you, you know what I'm saying, really get the true meaning of a friend or something like that. My previous relationship, that was somebody that I was in love with. Definitely thought I was going to marry you. And at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, at the end of our relationship, we broke up, but to this day, we are the best of friends. And now we realize that we met each other because we are great friends. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes you're put into certain situations where you don't know what's really coming out of it. And, you know, you feel like you want to give up, put fuck love, all this and that. But at the end of the day, if you really stay strong and you do what, you know, what's meant in that path for you to do, you'll really get the true meaning out of what, you know, what was coming out of that relationship. And, you know, for those that are going through bad breakups or are in certain situations with somebody, just, you know what I'm saying, just pray about it. That's really all you can do. And if you do your part, that, you know what I'm saying, you're doing your part and you're doing what's right that's supposed to be done in a relationship, then, you know, you have nobody to blame, especially not yourself. So, I mean, you know, it's just, it's really about prayer. And a lot of us feel the need that we don't have to pray, but really, you have to. You know what I'm saying? In relationships, you have to.
That's the main thing to keep you together in life, period, is prayer.
Exactly.
And you and your partner got to have to share that, because that's the only one, that's the only way it's going to get, you know, for the better. You got to pray. Every time you go through bad things, you got to pray together. You know what I'm saying? Both of y'all got to pray separately or something. You got to pray.
And it's not even just, you know, praying through the bad, pray through the good. You know, thank God for, you know, allowing you to do those great things with that person. You know what I'm saying? Thank God for putting that person in your life. And, you know, when you take certain things for granted, God isn't going to allow that to stay in your life. You know what I'm saying? He will give you that. He will teach you a lesson. And a lot of people, they just don't realize that. And I'm not saying you have to be religious. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to be religious. This doesn't have to be your religion. It's just, you know what I'm saying, it's just something that you just really have to do. You and your partner should sometimes at night, if y'all live together, just be like, babe, come on, let's pray before we go to bed. You know what I'm saying? Let's open up the Bible. Let's read the scripture. If you don't believe in the Bible, then, you know what I'm saying, something. You know what I'm saying? Something that has that bondage that you and that person does together. I'm not talking about go to the club together and shake your butt. It's something else. It's something deeper than that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where the community kind of lacks, is everybody wants to worry about who has this, who got that, and I want to date the baddest chick in the club, or I want to, it's not even about that, because at the end of the day, your feelings are going to be crushed and hurt, and you're going to realize, okay, that's not what I need to do anymore. You know what I'm saying? It's all about growth, maturity, and really, you know what I'm saying, if you go through a bad breakup, it's about forgiveness. If you can't forgive that person for whatever happened in that relationship, then you're really not going to be able to get over it. But until you can actually forgive somebody for whatever the case is, because it could be your fault that you broke up, that, you know, the relationship went wrong and you don't want to blame yourself for it, but you have to find that forgiveness. And once you find that forgiveness, then you'll be better with yourself, within yourself as a person, and you can move forward. But, you know, it's something that you may have done wrong and nobody knows but you. You know what I'm saying? So you really have to forgive yourself. So, I mean, it's a lot within a relationship, and you just have to be honest. You just have to be real to yourself and be real to whoever you're with. And if it just goes downhill, just know that you've been faithful from the jump and you did your part, period. You know?
All right. And I just want to, you know, thank you for coming on the She's On Radio. Thank you for your time, and definitely I know you have somebody else, you know.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. Thank you. Thank you. Y'all doing it. Y'all doing your thing, and much love and success. And I, you know, I hear you talking about you want to do music. So, you know, I produce and I write, and I've got a little industry work. So hit me up on my Facebook page, Christina Webb. We're friends on there. So hit me up on there. I'm Christina Webb on there. So just get at me and we can talk business through that.
All right. Thank you about that.
All right.
You
definitely
no doubt. Maybe we can get you on here. Promote you, you know what I'm saying?
So, I'm always with it. I'm always with it. Gotta help each other out.
Hit me up in my inbox and we can talk about the interview. But till then, I want to thank you for coming on here and, you know, thank you a lot. You have a good day.
All right, thank you. You're welcome.
All right. So, Lana.
Yes?
Time is up. I want to already, I know. What if the fans, if everybody would donate the cheese on, we can get premium 2-hour show, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6-hour show, you know. Mm-hmm. Donations are definitely needed.